Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
It is so wonderful to gather in the presence of our Lord and in His name.
在主的同在和他的名下面聚集是何等美好的一件事情。
This morning I'll continue the message I shared in previous two times.
今天早上我们还继续来分享我们前面两次讲过的主题。
So I mentioned that in the night the Lord our Lord Jesus was betrayed.
在那一天主被卖的那个晚上。
After the Passover meal.
在他们吃完的逾越节的晚餐之后。
The Lord spoke very important words to his disciple.
主向着门徒说了非常重要的话。
And in this passage from John chapter you can say the end of John chapter 13 all the way to John chapter 17.
从约翰福音十三章的末了到约翰福音十七章这一段经文里面。
There are three times that he mentioned that there's a phrase that your joy may be made full.
主提到三次这句话说你们的喜乐可以满足。
Yeah, so I felt this as I was meditating, I felt this it was a great encouragement to me.
当我在思想这句话的时候，实在是从其中得到了很大的激励。
You know that we live in a suffering world, a chaotic world.
我们是活在一个充满痛苦、充满混乱的世界里面。
Yeah, so I think people in this world that feels there's no joy, it's probably a very common thing.
在这个痛苦的世界里面，你没有感到喜乐，可能是一个很平常的事情。
But this is not the purpose that God created human, created you and me.
但这不是神造人造你造我的目的。
So he said, our Lord Jesus said very clearly that the thief came to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
我们主的话告诉我们说，贼来是来偷窃，他来毁坏，来杀害。
But he came that we may have a life and may have life abundantly.
但他来是要赐给我们生命，赐给我们更丰盛的生命。
So I praise the Lord because he this life, this abundant life, not only bring us joy.But give us a fullness of joy.
我们感谢主，他这个丰盛的生命不单是赐给我们喜乐，还要赐给我们的满足的喜乐。
And so we don't have much time, then we have to go into the third passage.
我们时间不多，那我们要进到这个第三部分这个信息。
So this time we'll look at John chapter 17.
这一次我们要来看约翰福音第十七章。
Now I think I mentioned previously that when we study the Bible, when we read our God's words. We should read its whole content.
我们前面提到说，当我们在读主的话的时候，我们需要来就是整篇的来看，上下文一起来看。
Yeah. So what we'll do is, first we'll read the verse that mentioned that phrase that your joy may be full, and then we'll read its context, the previous verses as well as the verses afterwards.
我们会先来读那段经文，讲到说你们满足的喜乐，然后我们会来读上下文。
Yeah, so actually, if possible, we want to study the whole chapter 17, but we don't have time to do that.
如果可能的话呢，我们最好是把整篇的七章来读一遍。但是因为时间的关系，我们没有不可能做到这一点。
So first of all, we'll read John chapter 17, verse 8.
我们先来读约翰福音十七章第八节。
Oh, I'm sorry, hold on a second. Sorry, it's 13.
是十三节。
My eyes are bad. So I'll read in English, and my brother will read in Chinese.
我会先读英文的，然后我们弟兄会读中文的。
John chapter 17, verse 13. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
约翰福音十七章第十三节。现在我往你那里去，我还在世上说这话，是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
Yeah. So.We know that this whole chapter is our Lord's prayer to the Father.
我们知道这一整章实际上是我们的主向着他向我们天父的祷告。
Yeah, so here that he says, "Now I come to you," is come to the Father.
所以这里说，现在我往你那里去，就是到父亲那里去。
And these things I speak.
我还在世上说这话。
Yeah, these things I speak in the world, so that they may have my joy made full in themselves.
是叫他们心里充满我的喜乐。
So if we pay attention, that means this whole chapter, actually the whole Bible, when the Lord gave us his words, is that we may have joy even though we live in this chaotic world.
如果我们注意的话，我们就发现说，就这一章，对吧？其实整本圣经就是我们主赐给我们的话，这些话让我们里面能够充满喜乐。
Yeah, well, our joy may be made full, not that just so we have a happy life, but we really have a victorious life in this world.
让我们里面的喜乐能够满足，并不只是说让我们在地上能够有一个很快乐的这个人生而已，让我们真是里面能够充满喜乐，充满荣耀。
Yeah, so now we need to go back and then consider the whole chapter. So we'll have to read some verses. First, let's read John 17, verse 1 to 3.
我们先来读约翰福音17章1到3节。
Jesus spoke these things, and lifting up his eyes to heaven, he said,Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Even as you gave him authority over all flesh, that to all whom you have given him, he may give eternal life. This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
约翰福音十七章第一节，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天，说：父啊，时候到了。愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你，正如你曾赐给他权柄管理凡有血气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And then verse 8,
第八节，
For the words which you gave me I have given to them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believed that you sent me.
因为你所赐给我的道，我已经赐给他们，他们也领受了，又确实知道我是从你出来的，并且信你差了我来。
And we already read verse 13, but we also now we read verse 14.
我们读十三和十四节。
Just 14. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
十四节，我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Verse 20 and 21. I do not ask on behalf of these alone, but for those also who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one.Even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you sent me.
20-21节，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
So brothers and sisters, if we pay the attention to the verses that we just read, you find there's an emphasis, and then this emphasis is about how the word that the Lord has given to us has such an effect in our life.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们留心我们刚才读的这些经文的时候，我们能看见说，这里特别重要提到一点说，主的话赐给我们，在我们里面有一个很大的功效。
Yeah. So I'll fellowship from three aspects.
今天我还从三个方面来分享。
Yeah, first I'll let you know what are these three aspects.
首先我让大家知道说这些三个方面是哪些方面。
The first aspect is about relationship with the Word of God.
第一个方面是讲到说我们跟主的话的这个关系。
And the second part is sanctification by the truth.
第二个方面讲到就是说我们要靠着真理的成圣。
The third is to fellowship of the Word of God.
第三方面是我们要来在主的话上面有交通。
Yeah. So first of all, the relationship with the Word.
第一方面讲到就是与主的话的关系。
I think brothers and sisters have heard about this term relationship a lot.
弟兄姊妹们应该听到很多就是关于这个关系，经常听到的关系这个词。
Yeah, especially because I serve in the youth group. Oftentimes we told our young brothers and sisters that you have to have a living, a true relationship with the Lord.
我是服侍年轻人的，所以我们经常跟年轻人讲说，你需要跟主有一个活的、一个真实的关系。
Yeah, we don't want to just be a nominal Christian, right? Just, you know, we have a name, and then we come to the meeting, and we probably do something we felt like very religious, and then, but we don't have this living connection with our Lord.
我们不要做那个名义上的基督徒，好像我们也来聚会，我们也读经，好像我们说我们也信主，但只是落在宗教的形式里面。我们需要跟我们的主有一个活的，有个真实的关系。
But as we consider, relationship really comes from God.
我们来思想这件事情，这个关系实在是跟是从神来的。
Because in this whole universe, the very first relationship is between God the Father and the Son.
我们来思想整个的宇宙，这第一个关系在创世之前，这个第一个关系就是父亲和儿子之间的关系。
So if we go back to chapter 17, the first verse, what happened? The Lord says, Father.
我们回到约翰福音十七章，然后这第一节这里说，父啊。
Yeah, Father.
父啊。
This calling, well, especially today, I think, for all the fathers, now you know this, how important this relationship, we need to have this relationship restored to what the our Father, our God, created us to be.
这个称呼父亲，特别是今天，这是何等重要的一个称呼，就是让我们跟父亲之间有关系能够恢复过来。
When we read this whole chapter, we find our Lord Jesus has such a close relationship with his Father because they are one.
当我们读这整章的圣经的时候，我们发现我们的主耶稣基督和他的父亲之间有一个这么亲密的关系，因为他们其实是合而为一的。
They mutually belonging, they share, they have the same feeling, they have the same thought, they have the same purpose.
他们是互相属于的，彼此的，他们是互相分享的，他们有一个非常紧密的关系，他们之间的心思意念都是合一的。
So I think we understand this.
我们知道这一点。
But now the question is,
那么问题是什么呢?
What is our relationship with the Word of God?
那我们跟主的话的这个关系是什么样子的呢?
Yeah, we often talk about relationship with God, but then when we talk about relationship with the Word of God, it seems like it's a different thing.
我们常常提到关系这个词，但是以前的话呢，我们都是提到是跟神之间的关系。今天的话呢，我们讲到说跟主的话之间的关系。
That actually reflects our true condition, right? If we do not love the Word of God, if we consider this is just an ordinary book, then we don't have a right relationship with our God.
我们其实跟主的话的关系的话呢，是反映我们真实的属灵的光景。因为如果我们不爱读主的话，我们不爱主的话的话，那我们就不能够有真正的跟神的关系。
Yeah. So that's the first.Part. Now we have to go on. The second part is quite interesting is that if we read the first section from verse 1 to 3, the Lord talked about that the Father gave him such authority over all the flesh that to all whom that the Father has given him, he may give eternal life.
我们刚才分享的第一点，我们需要往前走，我们来讲一下第二点。我们看见在约翰福音十七章这个一到三节这里面，我们看到有一个很奇妙的事情，就是我们的父神给我们的主耶稣基督有这样的权柄，能够管理所有凡有血气的，叫我们的主把永生赐给他所赐给的人。
And then he explained what eternal life is.
然后呢，他就解释说什么是永生。
He says, "This is eternal life that they may know you, the only true God."And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So this tells us, this is quite interesting, because oftentimes we may have this wrong understanding. We felt like, hey, well, I have believed in the Lord, so I have eternal life, right? Then that's it.
这里的话，我们看到一个很有意思的点。以前的话呢，我们往往是所谓的说，我们信主之后，我们就有永生了，好像就是这些。
But here that tells us that eternal life is a process of knowing.
这里告诉我们说，永生其实是一个认识神的一个过程。
Yeah. In other words, let's consider this carefully. Is that the eternal life is given by the Lord. That is his deed.
那我们来仔细的思想这句话。这个永生的话呢，确实是主所赐给我们的。
That's once for all when we believe in him.
他这是一次性的。
But on our side, to receive, to experience, to comprehend, to have a life abundantly is by knowing Him. That's a process.
但在我们这一面的话呢，我们需要接受，我们需要认识，我们需要经历，我们需要更多的进入，然后这是一个过程。
Yeah, so this is how the Lord desires to enter into a deep relationship with Him.
这就是神所要的，就是要我们跟他之间的关系能够不断的加进深。
And then, so our life, you see, they will see there's a growth until we become mature, we become sons and daughters of God.
这里我们看见说有一个不断成长的过程，我们的生命能够越来越丰盛，最终我们能够成为神的儿子，神的女儿。
Yeah, we become formed into the image of the Son of God.
我们就能够被磨成我们主耶稣基督的样子。
Then we will see that we have the same mind as Christ. We think as He thinks.
我们就能够以基督的心思为心思，我们就能够想他所想的。
Yeah. So the word know means it's a process. It's a progress.
所以这里讲到认识的话呢，其实是一个过程的，是需要不断的加深这个认识的过程。
And at the end, that will lead us into a union with God.
最后的话呢，会把我们带到与神的联合这样的光景里面来。
Now sometimes, brothers and sisters, you may feel loose heart because you say, well, we can never do that.Or, you know, we try really hard.
弟兄姊妹们，也许有的时候我们会伤心，我们会失望，我们觉得说，哎呀，这个好像很困难，好像我们即使很努力，我们也达不到这个程度。
The Lord never asks us to do it by our own effort.
但我们主从来没有叫我们说靠着自己来达成这一点。
He asks us to ask Him.
他告诉我们说，我们要来求他。
I myself, because I struggled many years, I heard of the good message, and then I tried by myself, and I failed.
我自己的也是，就是我可能听到这个信息很多年，然后我也很努力去试，但是最后的话也是失败。
Until I realize, the Lord says, "Why don't you ask me? You have been trying by yourself instead of asking."
但直到有一天，主让我明白说，我为什么要靠着自己的努力一直在试呢？为什么不来求主来成就这件事情呢
？So this relationship with the world of God, if we don't have it, let us ask the Lord.
这个与主的话的关系的话，如果我们没有的话呢，我们就来求主来成就这个关系。
Yeah, the Lord will lead us into this joy of fellowship of a relationship with His words.
主会来带领我们进到与他话语的关系的喜乐里面去。
The second part is a sanctification by the truth.
第二部分的话呢，我们就要靠着真理成圣。
Yeah, so sanctification is the action of God.
这个成圣的话呢，是神的作为。
Now, what is on our side?
那在我们这一面的话，是需要什么呢
？Consecration.
在我们这边的话呢，我们需要奉献。
Yeah. So, brothers and sisters, for many years, I admire those who are elder than us.
弟兄姊妹们，在过去的许多年里面，我可能很难羡慕那些年长的弟兄姊妹们。
Yeah, I heard their sharing, and I felt, wow, how come they know the Bible so well? I read the same Bible, right? But I don't get what they saw.
当我听他们分享的时候，我觉得说，哎呀，实在太羡慕他们了。他们在圣经里面有这么多的启示，这么多的亮光。可是同一本圣经，当我读的时候，为什么没有这么多亮光呢
？So I tried hard.
所以我自己也很努力。
And I got frustrated.
但我自己可能就觉得。很失望。
I knew that it's very important to have a renewed mind.
我知道说是有一个更新的心思是非常重要的一件事情。
Yeah, because Romans chapter 12:2 said very clearly, right? With a renewed mind, then we will know the good will, the pleasant and perfect will of God.
罗马书第十二章第二节告诉我们说，我们心意要更新而变化，我们就能够查验何为神的善良、全全可喜悦的旨意。
So I considered this for quite a period of time until one day the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and said, well, you missed the Romans 12 verse 1.
当我思想这些经文的时候，我思想了很久，但直到有一天圣灵开我们的眼睛，告诉我说，哦，原来我错过了，没有看见十二章第一节这句话。
So actually, dear brothers and sisters, God's words is very logical.
弟兄姊妹们，神的话是非常逻辑的。
Yeah.If I skip Romans 12:1, then I can never have 12:2.
如果我跳过罗马书十二章第一节，那我就达不到罗马书十二章第二节这个观景。
Because when I try to understand God's word, I wanted to be the master.
当我想要来明白神的话的时候，我自己好想成为一个大师。
Yeah, but if I have a Romans chapter 12:1, then I surrender myself to His authority. I surrender myself to His word. I'm not the master of His words. I'm the slave of His word.
我们没有看见十二章第一节的时候，我们往往想成为这主的话的这个主人。但是呢，如果看见十二章第一节这里的话呢，我们就完全降服在他的话语底下，我们成为他的奴仆，我们就不再是他的话语的主人。
Yeah, when I do that, then I shall know the good and perfect and pleasant will of God.
当我奉献的时候，我就能够查验何为神的善良、全全可喜悦的旨意。
So the Lord says here that His word is the truth.
主在这里说，他的话就是那个真理。
We don't have much time left. So I want to share something that has been a great help to me.
我们可能时间没有很多可以分享很仔细，但是呢，有一件经历我要跟大家来分享。
Yeah, because talk about faith, talk about truth. I found out.The Lord has mercy on me because I am actually a person that's really hard to be changed.
讲到信心，讲到真理，我发现说主在我身上有很大的怜悯，因为我这个人的话呢，其实是很固执，是很难被改变的。
Yeah, our faith is built upon the truth.
我们的信心是建立在真理的根基上面的。
The Lord never asked us to have blind faith, but He gave us His word, and He said, "This is the truth."So our faith is built upon the truth.
主并不是要我们有这个盲目的信心，主乃是把他的话，把这个真理告诉我们，然后告诉我们说，我们的信心要建立在真理的根基上面。
And I found it's hard for me.
对我来讲的话，好像这个很困难。
It seems like when I read it, I agree what God says, but it's just hard to be changed.
当我在读主的话的时候，好像我心里面、头脑里面可以同意，但是呢，好像很难被改变。
So, and then this came to me is Romans chapter 4, verse 20-22. They talk about the example of Abraham.
然后，当我读罗马书第四章20-22节，这里讲到说亚伯拉罕的例子的时候
，Here I'll just read that quickly. That says, yet with respect to the promise of God.He did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God has promised, he was able also to perform. Therefore, it was also credited him, to him as righteousness.
罗马书四章20-22节，并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑。反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，且满心相信神所应许的必能做成，所以这就算为他的义。
Yeah, here's a there's a please pay attention to this. In your translation, it may be a phrase or it may be a word. It says, NASB says being fully assured, and then Chinese is 满心相信。
对，这里有个短语叫满心相信。
I like the King James translation. It says being fully persuaded.
还有在另外一个版本的翻译里面讲到说完全的信服。
说服。
完全的被说服。
What does that mean?
那是什么意思呢?
That means we the Lord speak once, and I did not respond or just like, okay, but I was not moved.And then he spoke twice. And then he spoke three times. And fourth, and many times. But one day, I'm persuaded.
这里讲到说，当主说了一次的时候呢，我们可能说，哦，好，好像好，好，好。然后主又说第二次，主又说第三次，又说第四次，又说第五次。最后，我是完全被说服了。
Thank God, he's so patient with you and me.
我们感谢神，他是有这么大的耐心来向着你和我。
He persuaded Abraham. It's not because Abraham is so good that one day the Lord told him something, he immediately have that faith.
他是把亚伯拉罕说服了，并不是说亚伯拉罕的信心这么好这么大，他好像是神一说他马上就相信了。
So same, probably, maybe I have an exception. This is really hard to be persuaded. But I think brothers and sisters, you understand now.
也许我只是一个个例，我是很难被说服的那种人。也许弟兄姊妹们可能很容易被说服了。
Yeah. So thank the Lord. We need to be fully persuaded by His truth.
感谢主，我们需要被他的真理完全的说服。
That word in Greek has a meaning is carry out fully.
这句话的希腊原文有一个意思，就是我们能够带出那个实际来。
Yeah. 整个完全的把它这个 carry out. Yeah.
能够完全的把它带出来。
Yeah. So when I was meditating on this, I thought about, wow, you know, I have maybe an analogy.
当我在思想这句话的时候，我想到一个比喻。
Brothers and sisters, you probably know what is a nuclear reaction.
弟兄姊妹们也许知道说什么是核反应堆。
Just the reaction, just 核反应。
核反应。
So that's we're not talking about physics here, but you know that can that certain condition can cause that small chemical element to be converted from mass to energy, and then that's really is a huge amount of energy.
就是核反应的话呢，其实是一个就是化学物理的反应，在一个很特别的情况下面的话呢，有一些很小的原子、很少的质量，居然能够被变成一个巨大的能量。
So if we allow the word of God to fully persuade us, it will release huge amount of energy.
如果我们能够允许神的话来说服我们，那在我们里面就能够释放出一个巨大的能量来。
What a wonderful word of God.
实在是何等奇妙，这个主的话，实在是何等美好。
So we really run out of time, but what we have to, so with these two aspects, what would the result?
我们这个时间用完了，所以我们需要一个结论。就关于我们讲的这两点的话呢，那结果是什么呢
？It will lead into a perfect fellowship.
这个结果就是要把我们带进去一个完全的一个美好的交通里面。
The Lord fellowship what He heard from God the Father to us.
主把他从父那里所听到的交通给我们。
He also expects us to fellowship with one another with His words.
他也期望我们能够彼此之间有交通。
Yeah, this is in his prayer. So we read that verse. We'll leave that to brothers and sisters.
这在主的祷告里，我们刚刚读过这段经文。
And then he talked three or four times that they may be one.
他在这段经文里面也提到过三到四次，说他们要合而为一。
Like the Father and the Son are one.
就像父与子合一一样。
This is the effect.When we have the true relationship with God's word, and when we surrender to His truth,
这就是我们与主有这个美好的关系。当我们完全降服在他的真理底下之后，所带出来的光景。
Now this will be so perfect. There's no shadow of doubt or fear.
这就是一个完全的一个光景，就没有任何的转动的影儿。
There's no hindrance of sin or self.
没有罪的拦阻，没有自己的己的拦阻。
In such fellowship, we have the fellowship.We have fellowship with the Father and the Son as we walk in light, just as He is in light.
在这个交通里面的话呢，我们就能够与父与子来交通，就像父在地上生活，就像子在地上生活之后所带出来的光景一样。
And we have fellowship with one another.
我们就能够彼此之间有交通。
And there will be a fullness of joy among us.
那在我们中间就有满足的喜乐。
Yeah, I'll conclude my sharing here.
我的小分享讲就听到这里。
弟兄姊妹们啊，早上好。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
我们也许有个简单的祷告呀。
Let's start with a short word of prayer.
好主啊，你是我们的活道，你是我们的亮光。
Father, you are our life and our light.
主啊，你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
主啊，我们求你啊，覆盖以下微薄的话语的分享。
May you cover the words that we're about to share.
愿你能够使用来提醒鼓励众弟兄姊妹。
You use, remind, and encourage brothers and sisters.
让祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 有点感动啊，想跟大家分享一下我们所处的时代以及我们应该有的回应。
My burden is to share with brothers and sisters to know our time, to know the time we're in, and how to respond.
先给大家读一段圣经啊，在马太福音第十九章。
First, I want to read a chapter from Matthew chapter 19.
啊，四十一节啊，这是主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷之前所说的话。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 41. This is the last. Excuse me. Which page?
哦，路加福音，对不起。路加福音第十九章四十一节。
Sorry, that's the book of Luke, chapter 19.
Sorry. 41. Yeah, you can read. You can read that. Yeah.
Luke chapter 19, verse 41. Apologies.
Yeah. 四十一节到四十四节说，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城就为他哀哭。说巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围环绕你，四面困住你，并且要扫灭你和你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Luke chapter 19 verse 41. When he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known on this day, even you, the conditions for peace, but now they have been hidden from your eyes. For the days will come upon you when your enemies will put up a barricade against you and surround you and hem you in on every side. And they will level you to the ground and throw down your children within you. And they will not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not recognize the time of your visitation.
最后一句说得很清楚，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
The last verse, verse 44, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation.
因为当主耶稣最后一次到耶路撒冷的时候，他看见耶路撒冷最后将被审判那个悲惨的光景啊，他心里非常的悲痛。
So the Lord Jesus, when he approached Jerusalem for the final time and he knew what was going to happen to the city, he had a deep sorrow in his heart.
一块石头都不会落在石头上。
Not even one stone would be upon another.
但主说的原因在哪里？
But what is the reason?
因为以色列百姓没有认出那个时候，不知道什么样的时候。
Because the Israelites, they did not recognize the time of their visitation.
他没有去做那个时候应当做的事情。
They didn't do what they should have at that time.
主耶稣亲自道成肉身到地上，历史上只有这么一次。
The Lord Jesus came in flesh just one time in human history.
希望他的百姓能够聚集在他的翅膀底下得着保护。
And to hope that his children would enter under his wings to receive hope.
但以色列百姓大部分弃绝他。
But most of the Israelites, they rejected him.
最后他们没有去接受他做救主。
And finally, they did not accept him as their savior.
最后落到这个悲惨的结果。
And therefore had this sorrowful ending.
主的心，耶稣的心是何等的伤心，他说巴不得你在日子看出这个点。
The heart of the Lord Jesus was very sorrowful. He wished that they would recognize the time of their visitation.
这提醒我们当中福音的朋友们，如果你还没有接受主啊，现在就是拯救的时候，现在就是悦纳的时候，你要知道这个时候，哎呀，要趁机接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
So for those amongst us who don't yet know the Lord, this is the time of your salvation. This is the time to know that the Lord is your Savior.
但这个地方也告诉我们，知道神的时间，并且做正确的回应啊，非常的重要。
And for all of us, I think it's also a reminder to know the time and to know how we should respond.
传道书里也告诉我们，凡事都有定期。传道书第三章啊，第一节里，凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 3, there is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every matter under heaven.
生有时，死有时，栽种有时，拔除有时。
A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted.
十一节说神造万物按其各按其时成为美好。
In verse 11, he has made everything appropriate in its time.
这样告诉我们哦，神安排所有的事情都有他的时间。
This tells us that God arranges everything according to his time.
我们要在神的时间做正确的事情。
We need to do what is right in his time.
否则的话就非常的不合宜。
Otherwise, we are not in accordance with his will.
并且有严重的后果。
And there are consequences.
比如说在该哭的时候，该悲伤的时候，你去笑。
For example, if it's a time to weep, but you laugh.
在欢乐的时候你去哭。
Or if a time to dance, you are to mourn.
在说该说话出声的时候，你闭口不言。
When you're supposed to speak, you remain quiet.
在该沉默的时候，你在那夸口其谈。在 silent。
When you're supposed to be silent, then you speak.
这都是不合宜的。
These are all inappropriate.
这都会带来极严重的后果。
And will bring with it its consequences.
我要给大家分享一下，在历史上，在圣经上所指出来，神的百姓因为不知道神的时间，做不对的事情，所引起来的神的审判。
In history, when the Lord's people didn't recognize what was appropriate, they did bear the consequences of God's judgment.
第一个地方哦，写在以赛亚书第二十二章。
In Isaiah chapter 22.
当时以赛亚告诉我们，当以色列人、犹大人犯罪、背离神的时候，神差大军、敌军来攻击以色列。攻击耶路撒冷。
In Isaiah, we know that when the Israelites and the Judahites they disobeyed the Lord, He brought judgment upon them with the armies of their enemies.
拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙。
They tore down the walls of Jerusalem.
但是当时的以色列人啊，宁死的抵抗。fight back.
And the Israelites, they tried to fight back.
用了很多的方法。
With many of their own methods.
但是主的旨意是什么？
But what was the will of the Lord?
主的旨意说得很清楚，在以赛亚书里。
It's written very clearly in the book of Isaiah.
在十二节里这样说：当那日，主万军之耶和华叫人哭泣、哀嚎。头上光秃，身披麻布。
Isaiah 22:12. Therefore, on that day, the Lord God of armies called you to weeping, to wailing, to shaving the head, and to wearing sackcloth.
神让敌军攻击以色列人，目的不是要毁灭以色列人，不是要惩罚以色列人，而是让他们怎么样？谦卑悔改，哭泣。
The reason the Lord sent armies against Israel wasn't to destroy them, wasn't to punish them, but to call them to repentance.
但是他们并没有这样做。
However, they didn't necessarily do that.
十三节说，谁知人道欢喜快乐，宰牛杀羊，吃肉喝酒，说我们吃喝吧，因为明天要死了。
Verse 13, instead, there is joy and jubilation, killing of cattle and slaughtering of sheep.Eating of meat and drinking of wine. Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we may die.
这个在神面前引起了极大的愤怒。
This attitude led to judgment in the sight of the Lord.
十四节说，万军之耶和华亲自默示我说，这罪孽直到你们死，断不得赦免。
Verse 14, but the Lord of armies revealed himself to me.Certainly, this wrongdoing will not be forgiven you until you die.
你知道最后的结果，犹大耶路撒冷城整个被毁灭。
And we know at the end result, the city of Jerusalem was wiped out.
以色列人被掳到世界各国。
And the Israelites were taken into exile.
为什么
？Why?
他们不知道当时的时间。
They didn't know the time of their visitation.
该悔改悲哭的时候，他们去欢喜。
When they were supposed to repent, They instead had joy and jubilation. This is definitely something that the Lord does not desire.
求主我们一定要小心，我们怎么来看待我们的时候。
And so we ourselves need to be careful about how we see the current times.
在另外一个地方，我要给大家讲，在列王记下二十六节。
We want to see another.
列王记下五章二十六节。
Second Kings, we're going to read chapter 5, verse 26.
很多弟兄都分享过这件事情，就是先知以利沙医治亚述王的一个将，亚述的一个将军叫奈曼。
We have heard a lot of sharings about this story. This is when there was a general, Naaman, who was healed of leprosy.
医治完了以后，奈曼出于感激的心哦，他要献一些礼物。
After Elijah, Elisha healed Naaman, Naaman wanted to give him presents, gifts.
但以利沙坚决不受。
But Elisha refused to accept.
因为这是神的恩典，不需要任何的。
This was God's grace. It wasn't something to be purchased.
但是他走了以后，以利沙的一个仆人，基哈西好像是那样。
But after Elisha left, his servant returned.
他就追出去，他们已经走了很远了。他说：“我的仆，我的主人不要，但是我要给他要一些。”
This servant ran after Naaman and said, "Even though my master didn't want a gift, I will receive one."
那奈曼出于感激的心说：“哎呀，我不但你要的我给你，我再多给你一些。”
And so Naaman was full of gratitude and said, "I will give you not just what you asked for, but even more."
然后奈曼就把这些东西拿回去啊，藏在自己的房子里。
And so the servant took it and hid it with his belongings.
但是当他回来的时候，先知以利沙对他这样说。
But when he returned, Elisha said to him,
以利沙对他说。那人下车转回迎你的时候，我的心岂没有去吗？
Second Kings chapter 5 verse 26. Then he said to him, "Did my heart not go with you when the man turned from his chariot to meet you?"
这岂是受银子、衣裳、买橄榄树、葡萄园、牛羊、仆婢的时候吗？
Is it a time to accept money and to accept clothes, olive groves, vineyards, sheep, oxen, and male and female slaves?
二十七节说，因此奈曼的大麻风必沾染你和你的后裔，直到永远。
So verse 27. Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cling to you and to your descendants forever.
说基哈西从以利沙面前退出去，就长了大麻风，像雪那样白。
So when the servant went out, so he went out from his presence, afflicted with leprosy, as white as snow.
你知道，当时的什么时候？当时以色列犯罪，神降灾给他们，全地有大饥荒。
At that time,
famine.
There was a great famine in Israel.
以色列的寡妇像海沙那么多。
There were orphans, widows, as many as the sands of the sands in the desert.
但是这位所谓神的仆人，以利沙的仆人，他没有想到大众的疾苦，他只顾自己得利。
But this servant of Elisha, he did not think about the widows. He just thought about his own benefit.
他在以利沙的保护下，他的生活没有问题，他不像那些人。
Under the protection of Elisha, his life had no need.
他想的是怎么enrich himself.
But he thought about how to enrich himself.
这个在神面前是极大的可恶的一件事情。
This before the Lord is perverse.
所以他受到那极大的一个咒诅。
And so therefore he received a just judgment.
大麻风。
Leprosy.
大麻风意思是什么？ 意思说这个人没有感觉。
A leprosy takes away one's feeling.
他的神经系统失去功用。
Their nervous system loses their ability to feel.
肉掉了他都不知道。
Even if their flesh were to fall off, they don't know.
这告诉我们。
This tells us.
在不对的时候，在不认出这个时候，在那个时候做出错的事情，是极其有在神面前有严重的后果。
So we know that if you don't recognize the time and you do what is wrong, there is a severe punishment that the Lord will mete out.
但是在圣经中给我们看到有正面的例子。
But the Bible also gives us positive examples.
在那时候做了对的事情，结果带来了极大的拯救。
At that time, those who did the right things and brought great reconciliation before the Lord.
我们大家都很熟悉，大概读圣经的，就是西家王。
We are familiar with the story of King Hezekiah.
犹大，以色列，犹大，也是犯罪得罪神。
Israel and Judah did sin before the Lord.
神差遣亚述王来惩罚犹大。
And the Lord sent the king of Assyria to come and judge Israel.
攻打犹大。
To fight Israel, Judah, excuse me.
把耶路撒冷周围所有的城邑，犹大的城邑全部攻毁。
To destroy Jerusalem.
最后就兵临城下，在犹大的城门口。
And finally, the armies were ringing the city of Jerusalem.
然后，亚述王差遣他的大臣。
And King Hezekiah Assyria sent his servant.
叫波拉撒基吧。这个，然后到犹大城门口。去辱骂以色列人，去辱骂神的名。
And he sent his servant to, in front of the hearing of the children of Israel, to yell at the name of the Lord.
因为在他眼里，耶路撒冷沦陷被他攻起来，这是早晚的事情，一下就会攻下来。
Because in his eyes, the destruction of Jerusalem was an inevitability.
整个耶路撒冷危在旦夕。
All of Israel, Jerusalem would be destroyed before him.
在这种情况下，
in this type of time,
西家王做了正确的回应。
In this time, Hezekiah responded correctly.
他没有像别的时候。
He did not look elsewhere.
杀牛宰羊。
He did not look to kill oxen.Or lambs.
也没有像别的时候，你知道，在别的时候，他们是在这种情况下仍然负隅顽抗。
That was a time of prosperity.
仍然拼命的抵抗。Try to resist.
He didn't just try to resist the enemy.
把房子都拆了。来补城墙的缺口。
Take down the materials of the houses to shore up the walls.
并且把两道城墙之间挖一个水沟。来防堵仇敌。
To create a dam or a moat to protect against the enemy.
没有任何用处。
That had no benefit.
西西家知道真正解决问题在哪里。
King Hezekiah knew the true way to handle the situation.
以赛亚书三十七章啊，三十七章第一节。
So in Isaiah chapter 37, verse 1.
西西家听见就撕裂衣服，披上麻衣，进了耶和华的殿。
Now when King Hezekiah heard the report, he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and entered the house of the Lord.
使家宰伊利亚敬和书记舍巴拿并祭司中的长老都披上麻衣。
Then he sent Eliakim, who was in charge of the household, with Shebna the scribe and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth.
去见亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚。
To Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos.
对他说，西西家如此说，今日是极难、责罚、凌辱的日子，就如妇人将要生产婴孩，却没有力量生产。
And they said to him, "This is what Hezekiah says: This day is a day of distress, rebuke, and humiliation. For children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them."
或者耶和华你的神听见拉伯沙基的话，就是他主人亚述王打发他来辱骂永生神的话，耶和华你的神听见这话就发斥责，故此求你为余圣的名扬声祷告。
Perhaps the Lord your God will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master the king of Assyria has sent to taunt the living God, and will avenge the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, offer a prayer for the remnant that is left.
之后不久，亚述王亲自写信给西西家王，继续的侮辱他，继续的嘲弄他，并且来侮辱主的名。
And the enemy continued to write a letter to taunt the name of the Lord and taunt the children of Israel.
然后西西家接到这封信以后，他这样做。
When Hezekiah received the letter, this is what he did.
十四节，西西家从使者手里接过书信来，看完了，就上耶和华的殿，将书信在耶和华面前展开。
Verse 14, Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it, and he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord.
17节，耶和华，求你侧耳而听，耶和华，求你睁眼而看，要听西西拿利的一切话，他是打发使者来辱骂永生神的。
Verse 17, Incline your ear, Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, Lord, and see.And listen to all the words of Sennacherib, who sent them to taunt the living God.
二十节，耶和华我们的神啊，现在求你救我们脱离亚述王的手，使天下万国都知道，唯有你是耶和华。
Verse 20, But now, Lord our God, save us from his hand, so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone, Lord, are God.
因为西西家的谦卑。因为他的这种迫切的祷告，神应允了他。
Because of Hezekiah's humility, because of his prayer, the Lord answered.
三十三节，所以耶和华论亚述王如此说，他必不得来到这城，也不在这里射箭，不得拿盾牌到城前，也不筑垒攻城。他从哪条路来，必从哪条路回去，必不得来到这城。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 33, Therefore, this is what the Lord says about the king of Assyria. He will not come to the city, nor shoot an arrow there, and he will not come before it with a shield, nor heap up an assault ramp against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and he will not come to the city, declares the Lord.
35节，因我为自己的缘故，又为我仆人大卫的缘故，必保护拯救这城。
35, For I will protect this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake.
36节，耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营里杀了185,000人，清早有人起来，一看，都是死兵。
36, Then the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians, and when the rest got up early in the morning, behold, all of the 185,000 were dead.
亚述大军灰灰惨惨的就回去了。亚述晚上也被人，亚述王也被他的儿子杀死。
The large army of the Assyrians were taken out overnight, and the king of Assyria.
犹大历史上著名的一个得胜。
Was killed by his sons.
在神审判的时候转回一个得胜。
This is such an amazing testimony of the Lord's deliverance and the history of Israel.
因为西西家王的谦卑。
And was because of King Hezekiah's humble prayer of repentance.
我要为大家，我们的时候是什么时候？
So my question to everyone is, what time is it now?
我们现在所处的时候，我自己感觉很多弟兄非常像西西家所面临的这个时代。
In my feeling, this time that we are in is similar to the times of King Hezekiah.
今日是极难、责罚、凌辱的日子，就如是妇人将要生产。
This day is a day of distress, rebuke, and humiliation, for children have come to the point of birth, and there is no strength to deliver them.
罪恶在地上蔓延。
There is evil throughout the world.
神的名被亵渎。
The name of the Lord is destroyed.
睁开眼看看。
Open your eyes to see.
完全像亚述王拉波沙基在城口辱骂神，挑战神。
It's similar to the king of Assyria surrounding the city.
你们知道，神的荣耀，宝座前的荣耀是彩虹啊。
And the glory of the Lord is affected.
Rainbow.
Glory of the Lord is a rainbow.
宝座前的荣耀，彩虹，围绕的彩虹。
It's a rainbow that surrounds the heavens.
但人现在把它作为神最痛恨的罪的标志。
But it's being used by man to represent things that the Lord may not.
打在你们国家的白宫的墙上。
And it's placed on the walls of the White House.
打在你的所有政府的楼前。
In front of every government building.
这个，上次我看到。
What I saw previously.
San Francisco 的警察向这面旗宣誓效忠。The policeman of San Francisco swear under this banner.
I saw the San Francisco police officers swearing in under the banner.
何等的亵渎。
This is evil.
仇敌在这地方挑战神。
The enemy is against the Lord.
但是，神的百姓不敢出声。
But the people of the Lord are unwilling to make a noise.
还有许许多多的事情。
There's many things.
今天没有时间讲这些。
That we don't have time to share on.
完完全全，仇敌在城门口。在叫骂。
The enemy is outside the gates.
但是，我们的反应是什么？
What is our response?
很多时候我们想睡着了。
Maybe at times we are asleep.
我们视而不见。
We can't see.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 仇敌能攻击这些人，有一天他必然攻击你。
If the enemy is able to fight, their enemy is able to attack you as well.
现在是醒来向神哭泣的时候。
This is a time to awake, to come before the Lord in repentance.
向神祷告的时候。
This is a time to pray before the Lord.
神兴起这种灾难，这种攻击，就是要让他的百姓回到他面前觉醒。
Difficulties and trials are given by the Lord so that His people may come before Him.
像西西家王一样，披上麻衣。
Just like King Hezekiah, to cover oneself with sackcloth.
就像约珥书里所说的。
Just like it says in the book of Joel.
你们要思念，你们要应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。
Verse 12.
Joel 2nd. 约珥书第二章。
Joel 2, verse 12. Yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。
And tear your hearts and not merely your garments.
你们要在锡安吹角，分定禁食的日，宣告严肃会。
Blow a trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, proclaim a solemn assembly.
使新郎十六节，新郎出洞房，新妇出离内室。
Verse 16, have the groom come out of his room and the bride out of her bridal chamber.
17节，侍奉耶和华的祭司要在廊子和祭坛中间哭泣。
Verse 17, weep between the porch and the altar.
说耶和华，求你眷顾你的百姓，不要使你的产业受羞辱。列国管辖他们，为何容列国的人说他们的神在哪里呢？
And let them say, spare your people, Lord, and do not make your inheritance a disgrace with the nations jeering at them. Why should those among the people say, where is their God?
当我们这样子悔改，向主哭泣祷告的时候，会带来极大的复兴。
When we repent before the Lord, it will bring much joy.
在约珥书的时候，早就这样子应许过我们。
In Joel, we see this revival.
十八节说，耶和华就为自己的地发热心，连续他的百姓。
Verse 18, then the Lord will be zealous for his land and will have compassion for his people.
十九节说，我也不再使你们受列国的羞辱。
Verse 19, and the Lord will answer and say to his people, Behold, I am going to send you grain, new wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied and full with them, and I will never again make you a disgrace among the nations.
二十节。却要是北方来的军队远离你们，将他们赶到干旱 荒废之地，前队进入东海，后队进入西海，因为他们所行的大恶，臭气上升，腥味腾空。
Verse 20, but I will remove the northern army far from you, and I will drive it into a dry and desolate land, its advance guard into the eastern sea, and its rear guard into the western sea, and its stench will ascend, and its odor of decay will come up, because it has done great things.
正是现在的写照，他们所行的臭气上升啊，腥味腾空。
Verse 25?
20, the last.
The end of the verse, and its stench will ascend, and its odor of decay will come up, because it has done great things.
并且二十五节说，我打发到你们中间的大军队，那些年所吃的，我要补还你们。
Verse 25, then I will compensate you for the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the stripping locust, and the gnawing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
实在是我感觉我们没有这种痛悔的心。这种忧伤的灵，我们要求主赐给我们，借着这个时代。
My feeling is that we don't have this heart of repentance. May the Lord grant it to us.
只有耶和华神，只有我们的主能改变这样的局势。
Only the Lord Jehovah can bring about this transformation.
我们要向他祈求。
We need to seek before him.
在祈求的时候，神赐，我相信会赐给我们力量、智慧，让我们起来抵挡。
And as we seek, I trust the Lord will give us wisdom and strength to fight the enemy.
那么说不定有很大的复兴会临到我们。
And we'll receive much blessing from the Lord.
好，我今天的分享就到这。
I'll end my sharing here today.
我们再有些祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主啊，感谢你啊，这些微薄的话语。
Lord, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us.
求你借着这些话语来提醒我们。
May you use your word to remind us.
有用的求你使用，无用的求你遮盖。
Use what you will and what you will not, may you remove.
求你怜悯我们的光景，怜悯这个国家。
May you have mercy on us and mercy on our nation.
求你赐给我们虚心痛悔的灵。
May you give us a heart of repentance.
求你复兴我们的日子，像上古的时候。
May you strengthen our lives with your hand.
Amen. 奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.